This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on September 16th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. And I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and we're going to have 3 hours of it tonight. It is September 16th, Monday, so if that's what's on your calendar, I'd love for you to call 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. Now, if you're listening on Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, but don't call. However, on Monday night, that's when the fun begins. So if it is Friday night, remember to set your calendars for Monday because we'll be live doing trivia as we are right now on this 16th of September. So it's time for a new question, on my part anyway. There are almost 200 countries in the world. All have their own laws, but 70% of them all mandate this. All mandate what? All right, 888-876-5593. That's my question. Now, we've got bumper stumpers, and they do have a theme, and maybe that will become apparent. Otherwise, maybe some of the artists will become apparent. It runs the gamut, that's for sure. Now, if you don't know my question and you don't recognize my bumpers, well, all is not lost because you can have your own question because everybody knows something about something. Everybody excels in some phase of something. Yeah, you just pick your category. You ask for a question. I will give it to you. Now, that's the fun part. The prizes, they're not worth the postage it takes to get them to you. And it takes forever to get anything. So you're doing it largely for the fun of it. But eventually you get a certificate and something else you probably don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid. All right, so now for every win, of course. And that's right. Well, it's our plan to enrich the U.S. Postal Service. All right, so with that in mind, we're going to kick it off with John in Chicago, who's been waiting. So John, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you tonight, darling?
All right. How about yourself, John?
Well, I got to put on a little better show on than the last time I was on here.
Well, I think it's always nice when you're on the air, and I understand you want charts.
Yep.
And you have requested March of 1968.
Yes.
All right. So I picked the week ending March 9th, 1968, and here comes the top 10. Number one, okay. Love is Blue.
Paul Mullian.
Yes, number two. Theme from Valley of the Dolls.
Dionne Warwick.
Very good. Number three, Dock of the Bay.
Otis Redding.
Number four, Simon Says.
Simon Says.
You know it's bubblegum.
Yeah, I know it's bubblegum. I never was much on bubblegum. I'm not sure of that one. Go ahead.
Okay, that, by the way, was the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Number five, I Wish It Would Rain.
Dramatics.
How about the Temptations?
Okay.
All right, number six, Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In.
Kenny Rogers, the first edition.
Absolutely. Number seven, Spooky.
Spooky.
You can do it. I know you can. It's a group from Atlanta.
Could you play this one a little bit?
Oh, let's see. I probably could, actually. But they're from Atlanta, and they later, some of them became the Atlanta Rhythm Section. So maybe that'll help. Okay. Let's see. All right, sure. Here we go. I've got the original 45 in front of me. I know you're very excited about this. Here we are.
Yes.
In the cool of the evening.
Dennis Jost and the Classics 4.
Absolutely, the Classics 4 it is, yes. And number 8, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Yeah. Number 9, Lala Means I Love You.
The Delphonics.
And number 10, Everything That Touches You.
Everything That Touches You.
You need to hear that one, too?
Yeah, let me hear that one, too.
Right, let's see. Let me get it up here, and hopefully it will show up. All right, it should. All right, yep, here it is, whether we want it or not.
'96.
No, take another guess. West Coast. They're on Warner Brothers. They used to be called the Men before they changed their name.
I heard of this one.
No, oh, man, the Association.
Okay, all I right. Should have known that.
Well, so how did you do? I got a. You didn't know that too. All right. Well, that's still a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. All right. So 70%. That's good enough. Let's put John on hold here as we mosey on to Barry in New Hampshire. Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. I forgot to tell Joe when I wanted to advertise.
Okay. We can do advertising. I'll give you a very, 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 very easy slogan. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have it your way.
Burger King.
Absolutely right. And we have a winner. So hang on.
Okay,
don't go away.
All right. Can I request a song?
Yes.
I saw A.J. Croce doing his father's songs, and he did a Sam Cooke song called My Love Will Never Change or something. Love Will Never Change or Love.
And it was Sam Cooke. All right.
Yeah, by Sam Cooke.
I'm going to look for this.
Okay. He talked about touring with Ray Charles and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a piano player he is. I guess that was his main instrument that he learned.
Wow. All right. My Love Will Never Change.
He had an interesting life too. When he was his mother remarried and he was blind. The boyfriend of his mother, I don't know, must have hit him or something, and he was blind for a couple months or years or something.
Really?
But what an amazing piano player! I mean, he played with, like I said, Ray Charles and.
Well, hopefully his mother dumped the new husband.
Oh, yeah, I believe so.
I would sure hope so. Yeah, I know he's from Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, Main Line. It was a nice area. I didn't know about the boyfriend. All right. Well, that's pretty horrible. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. I will go ahead and look for that. And in the meantime, you are a winner as usual. All right, thanks.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, so we'll have John add to Barry's stash. I know he has his address, but just in case, we'll put him on hold. All right, so we're going to get movie questions with Lisa from Dundee. Don and Beloit, of course, wants World War II planes. What else? And Ruth from Gurney wants Jackie Gleason. Well, I guess we'll do the Honeymooners, huh? All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
It sure is good to see you. Yeah, I remember you. You know me. You know I'm old Snaggy.
Everybody knows Snaggy. What's been happening? Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. You know, I sure am glad to see you. You know what? I got that card you sent me. That pretty card. The one with the blue chip stamp on. I got them coverlinks too. Yeah, I got the ring. And did you get that box of candy? That was good candy. It was good candy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Say, you going to the dance with me? What's that? What you say? You say you ain't going to go to the dance with me. What you mean you ain't going to go to the dance with me? I even got my suit clean. My only suit clean. And I got the tickets in it. Yeah, what you say? You say you're going to go to the dance? Nah, it's out. Yeah, really.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. So who is that? Yeah, there's a laugh track you'd want to just shoot. All right, so yes, you absolutely know who the group is in more ways than one. 1961 on Arvey. Who were they? 888-876-5593. That's your first bumper stumper. We have a question out there as well. And in record time, I think I've lost them. That's pretty quick for me. All right, so no, here we are. There are almost 200 countries in the world. All have their own laws, but 70% of them all mandate this. Mandate what? 888-876-5593. You don't like my question, you don't know my bumper stumper, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that, as we prove regularly. And Lisa in Dundee is back with movie quotes. How's it going, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you?
I can't complain.
You feeling better?
Yes, and I mean, I am a lot better, so I'm not complaining. But fever broke, so, you know, that's good. But as far as fully better, not even close.
No, huh?
Yeah, but hey, a lot better.
Your headache, you don't have a headache anymore, do you? You had a real bad headache.
I did. That one day. Absolutely. No, headache's been good. Believe me, once I got rid of the fever, then I was really okay. But then I took something for colds, nothing major, and it zoned me out for 3 days.
Well, so, maybe that was good.
Yeah, maybe so. But,
you know, John's feeling a little bit better.
Well,
so it sounds like you guys are on the mend a little bit.
Yeah, he was yesterday, but this morning he admitted that whatever it is, it's still there. So, you know, but we're okay. We can't complain.
Well, you know, you've got this cold and everything on top of all those injuries you had when you fell.
Exactly. Well, you know, it was a way to not think about the injuries. So there you go.
I suppose. Well, it's good to know that you're getting better.
Well, very good. We have a movie quote for you. You'll know
it. Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yes, that is Scarface.
Absolutely right. 1983 Scarface. We have a winner. All right. Don't go away. So there you have it. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Don is in Beloit. How's it going, Don?
Hey, it's Raleigh, and nice to hear from you. I mean, nice to hear that your voice is getting better and so on.
Yeah, can't.
I didn't call in last week because I was quite sick well. But I was in miserable in hotel in Miami and doing some work there.
Oh yeah, all right.
Yeah. I wanted to see some places, but I was miserable with just sneezing and stuff, head cold thing that everybody got and so on.
Where'd you stay?
Near Doral, near the airport, near that way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I hadn't been there in years. So it was really, really, even in the last 6 or 7 years, it's incredible.
What used to be the Everglades is now the middle of town.
I remember you saying that. That's a good way of putting it.
I didn't used to go further west than Miami Springs. That's for damn sure. All right.
Yeah. And that's where the new stadium thing is.
Yeah.
Hey, is this something regulating people's marriages, marriage regular mandates?
No marriages involved.
Okay. How about firearms?
No firearms involved.
Food quality.
No food quality.
Garbage.
No garbage.
I'm going to give up now.
All right. Well, we all know the celebrated B-29. It was the first Allied-produced bomber equipped with this. With what?
Well, There a lot of things come to mind.
Well, then let me clarify and say it truly changed the face of commercial aviation.
I think you're talking about a pressurized cabin.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. That was a nice one.
You're very good. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Yes. Pressurized cabins. That was the B-29. So next time you're on a plane, you can thank the B-29 for sitting in comfort. All right. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Ruth in Gurnee, who wants a honeymooners trivia question. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you. Good to hear you sounding better.
Well, I hope so.
God bless you. Scotty's God bless you really work.
Ah.
So I often think of him and how powerful he was. And so I think about him sending you a God bless you.
I'll take it.
Well,
so we're going to do the honeymooners?
Yep. Yeah. I want to ask you this one question.
Okay.
You mentioned that you had gotten in something side affected from mold.
Yeah.
And if you would sometime on your other days get more elaborate about that, what you did to antidote it,
okay,
and how long it took any medical condition from it,
okay,
to cease to exist.
Okay.
I'm really curious, and where would one find information about technology-wise, like environmental testing?
Oh,
where
would
you go to
anywhere?
To have a residence?
Anywhere. And
who does it?
Just about anybody. The first thing to do, before you even pay for it, because it can get very expensive, the first thing to do is go to a big box store like a Home Depot and get the home kits. And then what you do is you set them, and then you mail them in. I don't know, it's about $30 to mail them in. And then they give you a report of what was there. Because if there's nothing in your air, you don't want to pay a fortune to have somebody really fully test it. So the first thing starts with those home tests. They're not the best in the world, but if you've got a lot of Stachybotrys and stuff like that, it's going to show up. Now, hang on a moment. Don't go away. We'll come back with a honeymooners trivia question right after the news, right here on WGN Radio.
Man stepped out of his cave, and he cast his eye on the basilisk woman. There was no trouble in the world until he met that girl, and then a woo, woo, let me go there, woman. Adam was a very happy man until he met that girl with the apples in her hand. There was no trouble in sight until he tried to take a bite. And then a woo, woo, let me go there, Eve.
Give me back of my car and my Baskin Robbins.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your second bumper stumper. Has something in common with our first one. Who is that? 888-876-5593, 1960 on Checker. All right, so 888-876-5593. There are almost 200 countries in the world. All of them have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. What? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now we're going to ask Ruth a honeymooner's question. So, Ruth, here we go. Alice wants to hide Ralph's gift. Where does she put it before Ralph finds it?
In the refrigerator?
Good enough. It's actually under it. But that's pretty darn good. Yes, I'll give it to you for that. Yes, and do you know how Ralph found it?
How?
He was hiding her gift in the same place.
Oh.
All right, well, good enough.
Well,
you
know,
honor.
The amazing thing is how tiny the apartments are in New York.
Oh, of course.
And I am not a person who laughs very often. And when I do, I think it's incredible because it's so healing. But they were the cat's pajamas. They were just fabulous.
Well,
what a great comedian. do some. They were fantastic.
I agree. All right,
so
hang on.
I just have to say that was a great pick for you.
Yeah.
I'm always more interested in what tickles your fancy when you're looking for the question that you're going to give to get a response and an answer. So I didn't think I was going to make it.
Well, you did.
Time.
So hang on. Don't go away.
I did.
All right. Absolutely. 888-876-5593. Yes. That was from the episode The Night Before Christmas. All right. Since they were hiding gifts and all, don't you know? So now we have Laura in Willowbrook. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Great. I'm glad you're all doing better. Hopefully you get better real quick.
Yeah, I can't.
At least you're on the mend and
absolutely
don't feel any worse.
You're so right, and I'm just so glad it didn't become a chest cold. So I'm pleased. All right, now
Yes. We're
talking Sound of Music trivia. What was the name of the original song that was replaced by the song Something Good in the Love Scene?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, it was dropped because it wasn't romantic enough.
I know this. Okay, can I hear the question again, please? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. What was the name of the original song that was replaced by the song Something Good in the Love Scene?
Oh, God. I can't believe can't believe this is not on the top of my head.
Here you go. An Ordinary Couple.
Oh, God. Know what? Oh, how could I know that? Because I dislike that song. I should have known that.
All right.
Oh, God.
Talk to you next week.
You're good
week
as always. Thanks,
Raleigh. All right,
thanks.
Raleigh. Appreciate
it. All right.
888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And we've got Dave in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Dave.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good today. I've got a few guesses at your trivia question, if I may.
Excellent.
How about passports for travel, mandating that citizens have passports?
I would think that's probably higher than 70%, but nope.
Yeah. How about citizens have to have a birth certificate when they're born?
Nope.
What about they have to report income for taxes?
Nope.
Or file a tax return? No.
Nope.
How about surviving family members have to produce a death certificate?
Nope.
I'm fresh out of guesses.
Oh, man. Well, if you think of more, you call me back.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All
have
right,
a good night.
I appreciate it. You too. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, you can have your own category if you don't like mine, as we prove repeatedly, or you can take a stab at mine. Almost 200 countries in the world, all with their own laws, but 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. What? 888-876-5593. There's probably a lot of answers that would fit. Of course, I'm looking for one in particular. So there you have that. Now, other than that, our bumper stumpers all have a theme. You will hear the third one coming up here in moments. But as I am prattling on, I am looking for more Chuck Yeager trivia because that's what Jeff and Beloit want. So we're gonna see if we can't do this together. So Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Raleigh. Thank you.
All right. So let's see what we can do with good old Chuck Yeager, and looking for something trivial that you would otherwise know or maybe not know. I'm not sure. And so, of course, we have his official website, but that doesn't tell us much in the way of trivia, does it? So,
you stumped me once, and I got the last one. So let's.
Well,
let's
you're
see
doing
how we
doing very well then. All right. Well, let's see what we can't do here. All right. Still checking. Let's see. All right. So in 1954, he returned to operational flying, took over the 417th Fighter Bomber Squadron, which was a component of the 50 Fighter Bomber Wing. Where was his unit first stationed?
I'll try to make a quick guess. I'm thinking Germany.
But where? Very good. Can you give me the Air Force base?
Oh, I don't know the name of the Air Force base.
Well, you know it's
really
Germany. No, it's Germany, so that's good enough. Han Air Base.
Oh, okay.
And then he went to...
And then I have a...
You have a what?
I have a guess at your other question, man. I'm sorry. I have a guess at your...
Very good.
I think they mandate that you have to go into a service. You have to serve the country and armed forces or something.
Wow. No, that's not it. But that's a very interesting guess. But you knew it was Germany, so good enough. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so Han, that's where he was first. And I only knew that because I could pronounce it. All right, yeah. When you get to some of those French bases, I'm clean out of luck, and that's where he went secondarily. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And we got Leah and Marcus Hook. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Leah.
Thank you, Raleigh. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
My guess for the trivia question is speed limits.
Nice. Not right, but that's a wonderful guess. I am nothing wrong with it whatsoever. It's just not right. So how are you feeling? How are the teeth or coming teeth? When are you getting your impressions?
Oh. Okay, I don't know. My sutures are still in, so we have to wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, they're causing me a lot of pain, so.
Hopefully you're not in pain at this
No,
point.
I am.
You are?
I'm still?
Still
on pain pills, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This has been quite the saga.
Yeah, it has. It has.
Yeah, they never explain that going in, do they?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it was a horrible surgery. I mean, and they made me do it in the office, and it was horrible. And the gas doesn't do much for you. It doesn't, like, ease the pain of the needles or anything.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't do much. I don't know. Whatever.
Hmm. Well,
can I try a movie musical question?
A movie musical, huh? Well, hold on a minute. Don't go away. All right. A movie musical question will be coming up with Leah and Marcus Hook. And then we have, let's see, guesses from Cindy. And I think we already talked to Dave. I hope so anyway. John will confirm that. And there's room for you. And another bumper stumper. Yes, your third in a row, having something quite in common with the first two on WGN Radio.
Bow, 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 dibbity-dibbity-doo-doo.
You said you love me, baby, and you promised to be true. How can you love me, baby, and do the things you do? I'm telling you now, baby, and for the very last time, if you do me wrong, I know you don't mind dying.
I know you don't mind dying.
No, you don't.
I know you don't mind dying.
You must not.
So love me, baby, with all your heart and soul.
Now that'll get it.
Well, it's real plain to see that you belong to me. So come on, pretty baby, out there.
Got a ring and a fur coat, and I'm still paying the bill. You know you didn't get them just for a short time thrill. I bought your house on the hill, and it's furnished real fine. Now if you misuse me, I know you don't mind dying.
I know you don't mind dying.
No, you don't.
I know you don't mind dying.
You must not.
So love me, baby, with all your
heart. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? 1956 on Flash. All right, what do they have in common with everybody else? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and you're saying, get away from these doo-wop. Well, we will. We will next hour, but those three are near and dear my heart. Yeah, don't mind dying. All right, so back to Leah and Marcus Hook here. And Leah wanted a musical question. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
What family hires the title character in the 1964 classic Mary Poppins?
Oh, I don't know that one.
They scare off their nanny, so their father brings in Mary Poppins, who sings her way into the family's hearts. You don't know the family's last name?
No, I don't.
It was Jane and Michael Banks.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's not one of... Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. Yes, Jane and Michael Banks. So I wouldn't have known. Of course. Well, you know that. All right. So 888-876-5593. Jim in Richmond. How you feeling, Jim?
I'm sorry I fell apart Thursday night, but I'm getting through it.
Good.
And But I have one good thing.
Yes.
I got a picture and a text message yesterday of Rock in the swimming pool.
Oh, that's great.
And that made my day
good
yesterday.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take a crack at your trivia question.
All right. Well, 200 countries in the world, 70%.
Right.
All mandate this. Mandate what?
Democratic elections.
Nope.
Oh, well.
Yes, but it's a nice try, and I know you want your Big Bang TV trivia.
Yes, please.
What is the name of the rock band that Howard is a member of?
Footsteps on the Moon.
Good enough. Footprints on the Moon, but I'll give it to you. Hang on. Don't go away.
Wait, right. I got a request.
Yes.
Could I request a song?
Yeah, what you got?
I heard this on one of the TV shows.
Mm.
It's called Sometimes We Lie. It's by Calvin Walls on Cox Records.
Huh. I got to find this. Never heard of it.
I will look for it. 2003.
Oh, well, then you know I'm not going to have it, but I can find it. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
And listen to it, and if you don't want to play it, you don't have to.
That's all right. You like it, we'll play it. Hang on. So there you are. There you have it. We'll find Kelvin. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So yes, almost 200 countries in the world, all of which have their own laws, of course, but 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. What specific thing? All right, Cindy in Chicago is going to take a guess. What do you think, Cindy?
That they mandate that everyone has to vote if that's of age?
Nope.
That's not it? I didn't think it was, but that's a pretty good guess, right?
Okay, I'll take that, sure. Any other guesses?
But then, no, I have two songs. One song, I don't know if I really like it, but I can't find no songs this weekend.
Mm.
And I'm glad you're feeling better. I really am, because I know how that bad that can be. But then anyhow, Brenda Lee rocks the bop.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What do you think of that song?
I'll play it for you. All right.
And then the other one is The Lady Loves Me But Doesn't Know It Yet. Elvis. I think it's Elvis and Ann Margaret singing that song.
I don't know. We're going to pass on that.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So.
Okay, but.
888.
But then I have one more question for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but are you there?
I am here.
A land trust is very expensive to avoid probate, and
it's not. It's not very expensive to form a trust at all. You just have to know what you're doing. It's very simple.
Well, no, I mean with a lawyer.
Well,
I can't do it.
You could do it yourself, but there are templates all over for that. But even a lawyer, you should be able to do that fairly cheaply. Why do you want a land trust?
Well, to avoid or a trust to avoid probate when I pass.
Well, are you?
My mother, when she did that for me, it only cost $500. Now in Chicago, it's like $2,500.
Well, you should look around, and you can probably even do this online if you know what you're doing. So,
my cousin said that her friend said there's a form in Illinois that you file it for $75 county.
That's probably, well, I don't know if it's with your county or if it's with Springfield, but that's probably true. But what's the question?
Well, what's the form? Is that true? I mean, it's just, it's a form. It costs $75 to file it. It's not a trust. It's just a form that it avoids probate. And if you die, I'm just thinking if I ever die.
Well, no, it's a form. A form is not going to avoid probate. And you should call some night other than Monday night. But let me tell you, you can easily form a trust as far as that goes. And if you just search it online, how to set up a trust in the state of Illinois, you're going to easily get your answers.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, that is, it can be as complicated or as simple as you want it to be as far as that. The big thing on creating a trust, by the way, is please make sure that if you do create a trust that you put your assets into it. I say that because I can't tell you how many people have created a trust where they think they're going to avoid probate, and then they forget to put some, if not all, of their assets in it. And then, of course, you know, all hell breaks loose. It won't work. But it should be fairly simple, and I would also think you should be able to find an attorney fairly cheaply as well. But I didn't know what time we went out, so but we are. We did. All right, so there you go. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? I came out in 64. Probably my favorite record in 1964. It was on the Butane label. Of course, if it was on the Butane label, it had to be 1964, because I don't think that label was around any other year. They were a little Detroit label, but not a Detroit group, that's for sure. All right, who are they? And what do they have in common with our first three? And maybe even more in common with the next one coming up. All right, so with that in mind, we've got all sorts of things going on. We've got my question. There are almost 200 countries in the world, all have their own laws, but 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. What specific thing? All right, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question, you can have your own category, as we prove every Monday night. So Fran in Austin wants lyrics. I love that. So Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah. Lyrics from 65.
All right.
See if I can do better this time.
Oh, you will, you will, you will. Let's see here. Each night as I sleep, into my heart you creep.
Oh.
I wake up feeling sorry I met you.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you know it now. I know you know it.
Oh. My brain isn't connecting.
Yeah, that I wake up feeling sorry I met you.
Sorry I met you. I can't.
Everywhere I go, your face I see.
I see. Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Nowhere to run.
Absolutely right.
Yes! Oh, finally got it. Yay!
Absolutely right. Every step I take, you take with me. Nowhere to run, baby. Nowhere to hide. Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So there we go for Fran. Now, she's absolutely right. Nowhere to run. You can have lyrics if you want. You can pick your year, and we'll come up with something for you. Robert in Stickney wants Howdy Doody trivia. All right, Robert, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, I'd like to test my long-term memory here. I don't know. That was a big show when I was a little kid, but I'll give it a try.
Did you love watching it?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. I had a question for you here a moment ago. Let me find it again. And
okay.
Here it is. Yes. All right. Well, if you watched it as a kid, you must remember the character that was yelling, "Cowabunga!" Who was that?
Oh, that was Chief Thunder Thud.
Absolutely right. Chief Thunder Thud, yeah. It was. All right. So hold on. You're a winner. See, you remember. Very good. All right. Yes. Chief Thunder Thud. All right. No, Howabunga. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Bob and Willowbrook's got several guesses. I want to hear them all. What do you think, Bob?
Good evening, Raleigh. By the way, I really like that last bumper you played.
Oh, me too. One of my favorites.
I have no idea who did it, but...
Yeah. Well, they're
anyway,
dead now.
Okay. Yeah. 70% of countries require fingerprints.
Nope.
Smallpox vaccination.
Nope.
A baby footprint.
Nope.
Burial insurance.
Nope.
Universal preschool.
Nope.
Identification of one's religion.
Nope. Call me back with another six.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We get to Mark in Aurora. He wants 1971 charts. I can do that. There's something you know about. Everybody knows something about something, so call and request the category. We've got a question for you. Monday Night Trivia is the only night that I can't play without you. Well, I could, but since I see the answers in front of me, it wouldn't all be fair. You got another bumper stumper coming up? Yeah. Very well related, and a fine song it was, too. We'll see what you think about it coming up on WGN Radio.
Girls, I used to be a little heavy. Say, I weighed about 184. But you know, I've become quite slim just recently, and I don't have that problem anymore. So if you wanna lose weight, too, here's all you gotta do. Fall in love with a man that you can't trust, one who won't treat you right. And while he's out messing around, worry about him every night. Yeah, yeah. And when you think about his lips kissing some other gal, the pounds will roll right off your hips. You don't need no menstrual cap if you wanna lose a pound.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, enjoying that a little too much, I guess. So, yeah, and I was just looking up more of my Myers-Briggs questions because I know Naoto is going to be in that mix anyway. So, all right, who was that and what do they have in common with everything else we've been playing, particularly the last one? So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. All right, so let's see what we've got here with Mark in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
I'm mellow tonight, and I think I'm awake.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how you do. You want this week?
We'll see
in,
if I have any mental blankouts.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Looking at the charts, looking at the things that were on the charts in September of 1971, I think I'd rather not remember them. All right. So we'll see how you do.
Oh.
You'll see what I mean. Number one, Go Away, okay. Little Girl.
The Usmans.
Number two, Maggie May.
Rod Stewart.
Number three, Ain't No Sunshine.
Bill Withers.
Number four, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Joan Baez.
Number five, Spanish Harlem.
Aretha.
Number six, Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey.
McCartney and Wings.
Seven, Smiling Faces Sometimes.
The Undisputed Truth.
Yes, number 8, Superstar.
Oh, The Carpenters, a Leon Russell song about a groupie.
Number 9, What You See Is What You Get.
The Dramatics.
Number 10, I Just Want to Celebrate.
Rare Earth.
All right, we'll see how far you go. Number 11, Stick Up.
Honeycomb.
Number 12, Do You Know What I Mean?
The only song in rock and roll history, as far as we know, to use a mighty Wurlitzer organ, Lee Michaels.
Number 13, I Woke Up in Love This Morning.
David Cassidy and the Partridge Family.
Right, so number 14, If You Really Love Me. Fine record.
Oh, Stevie Wonder?
Yes. Number 15, Won't Get Fooled Again.
The Who.
16, Tired of Being Alone. I'm so tired of being alone.
Oh, that one is escaping me.
I figured that's the one that would trip you up. It was on the High label.
Oh.
Yeah. Al Green.
Oh, well, I don't remember ever hearing it.
Yeah, before. Right. I know you just, what can I tell you? It was a big hit, trust me. All right, so.
I'm sure it was.
Yes.
Yeah, and Buffalo definitely hit. Well,
Buffalo played this record. Buffalo played this record.
We had WBLK FM. It might have gotten played there.
No, it.
But
it
I got, never. Don't, it, I don't. It I don't remember played, hearing it on KB radio.
It was played on KB. And here it is. It was absolutely played on KB.
Oh yeah. Oh, I recognize it now.
That was definitely on 1520 KB. So, yeah.
Yeah, good old days of Jefferson K.
Yeah, we'll see.
Otherwise known as Jefferson Krimsky.
Yeah. All right. Well, you certainly got the top 10, though, and all the way through 15. So hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right.
All righty.
Yeah. Didn't think it was played, huh? All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. What are we doing? I believe, let's see. Oh, Alex in Round Lake wants literature trivia. We need a little more information on this. So, Alex, be a little more specific. What kind of literature trivia?
I don't care. Like British lit?
All right, hang on. I'm going to work on this. All right, we'll come up with something. I don't know if it'll be British or not, but it'll certainly be literature trivia. Meantime, Johnny D is in Ohio. So, Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. glad to hear you're feeling a little better.
Yeah.
Seems I must have seen so many people on... that I watch and stuff that have been having this, cold and everything.
Uh-huh.
Summer. And I know the last time I had it, it lasted a month.
Oh, great.
I mean, the cough.
Yeah.
I remember you say the cough lingers.
Yeah, they do. It does.
And that was when I got back from New York, when I went up to New York to visit my sister on Memorial. It was a Memorial Day. Yeah. Anyhow. Let's see here. I don't know. These two answers I thought of about your trivia question, I'm thinking, they're sort of not even. But I'm going to say them anyhow. Mandated that they exercise?
Nope.
Okay. They're close or something?
No, not even in the ballpark.
Okay. But this one, I know they do this a lot in Europe, I think. They got to keep the street clean in front of their house, sweep the sidewalk and street.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, hey, that's my guess. I don't know.
So we're going to do hominins, are we?
I think I'm going to do that. Okay. I'll try it.
We'll talk about Paranthropus robustus. differing from Australopithecus africanus? And they've got three choices here. How they differ.
All right. Paranthropus
robustus.
Paranthropus robustus.
Differing from?
From africanus or afarensis?
Australopithecus africanus.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so those are our two.
Sure.
So is the differ one often had a prominent sagittal crest? This would be the Paranthropus. B, or two, lived only in East Africa, while Africanus lived only in South Africa? Or C, the Paranthropus were smaller boned and more slender?
the Paranthropus was robustus. Is that what you said?
Yes, robustus.
Okay, well, then it wasn't small and dainty, whatever the hell it is. Now, one of them had a sagittal crest, you
yes,
said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Paranthropus robustus.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right.
Well, what the hell was the question? I don't even remember.
Well, how they differ. The Paranthropus, or Paranthropus, however you want to say it, robustus, differed from the Australopithecus africanus in that the Paranthropus, or Paranthropus, often had a prominent sagittal crest.
Yes, sir, Jay. That's that ridge of bone going up on the skull?
Yeah, I know. Okay. Know it well.
And you know what that ridge is for? It attaches muscles to it that they used to chew things with. You know.
All right.
They were a nutcracker man, okay?
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Thank
Don't
you.
Go away. Yes, yeah, so there we have it. Right, if I'll do hominins, you know I'll do anything. So whatever it is you know something about, that's the question we want right here, Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
If you want to be my only love, I want you.
I want you.
If you want to be my lovey-dove, I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, get out of my face, get out of my sight, 'cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. If you really want me for yourself, I want you.
I want you.
Promise not to look at no one else. I want you.
I want you.
But if you want to string me on your line, be long gone, baby, put it out of your mind, 'cause I don't want no that ain't got eyes for me. You ain't the only pebble on the beach. You ain't the only monkey in the zoo. But all you got to do is play it straight, and baby, I can really go for you. All you got to do is understand.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who was that? 1957 on Crown. And Crown was one of the Beharie Brothers labels. As you'll probably remember, there won't be a labels quiz tonight, I promise. All right, so they have something in common with everybody else we played and with the next song we're going to play, as far as that goes. Now, I have a question that I've thrown out there, don't you know? There are almost 200 countries in the world, and all have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this particular thing. What particular thing? 888-876-5593. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question, you can have your own category, and Alex in Round Lake is going to prove it. He wants English literature, and we can do it. So, Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you still with us? Alex, don't tell me you've left us. I found your question. Oh, Alex. Oh, well, I guess Alex is no longer with us. I going once, going twice, goodbye. And I work so hard to find the question, too, Alex. All right, well, I'll just have to print it out and save it. Because sooner or later, somebody else is going to want English literature. I just know it. Or or maybe not. I think this is the first time. 888-876-5593. So instead, we'll talk to Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Gary.
Well, hey, Raleigh, now, English literature is something I'm not going to want to choose, because I know I'd be wrong.
Well, you wouldn't be alone. Yeah. I had to look it up. All right, so there you go. But we're gonna talk a little radio trivia here, because I know you like that. And so
and I have a 50-50 shot of getting it right.
I think you're gonna do even better than that, because we'll talk about Houston here, And, of course, as you know, Woody Sudbrink bought KLVL from Felix Morales in 1969, mm-hmm. and ultimately became KYND Easy Listening, sold it for a fortune comparatively. Well, between KLVL and KYND, there were two, count them, two sets of call letters in there in quick succession. What were they?
I think one of them was KYED.
Absolutely. So what was the one before it? And Ooh. The one before it, they couldn't keep because they got a complaint. Yeah, they got a complaint from another station in town.
So it might have been somebody with a similar call that they tried to apply for.
Well, they got it all right, but...
I'm really looking forward to hearing the answer to this one because I don't think I know it.
Well, that I'm not surprised. KYED, we all know. You're absolutely right. I should give you credit for that. But it was KFMZ. That's what Woody applied for and got. And he gets this. And, of course, KFMK goes, as you can imagine. So so that lasted about a minute. And it went to KYED.
Yeah, that happened in Dallas, too, when WFAA was going to become KZEW. That was held up because the short-lived KEZT apparently protested that.
Yeah, yeah, you'll always get things like that. I would barely remember that, except I know somebody who they sent there. So,
I have a friend who passed away several years ago who was. Taught me all I know about Houston radio, and he did tell me about that. So
yeah, but yeah. Well, you were certainly half right. So I guess we give you something for being half right. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay,
all
right. Thanks.
So yes, KYED, you betcha. But yeah, that KFMZ, and I'm not 100% sure what on earth they thought were thinking at the time. You know, because they had to think this was going to work. All right, and that's where we get into trouble. So. We're going to, Ruth and Gurney has a bumper guess. I can't wait to hear this. All right, Ruth, what did you hear you think you know?
All right, you just made me laugh. I'm telling you that I don't think I've ever called to do a bumper.
So what did you hear?
It's like, right, it goes over my head trying to figure out most of the times. I could have gotten the Mary Poppins things, but the thing that fascinated me about this particular song and who the artist was, but first I want to ask for a request. Do you have anything Patti LaBelle?
I'll write that down and play it later in the week for you.
Okay. And I forgot to ask for that earlier,
right.
But anyway, so back to this question about Falling in Love, the song. There's a couple of persons that
I just need an answer. Ruth, please, I just need answers, not explanations.
Okay. I lost weight one time, but it was Soulmate. Okay, so I'm going to go with Pointer Sisters?
Nope.
Tina Turner?
Nope.
Okay, Aretha Franklin?
Nope.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Nope.
That could have brought a laugh. Okay, all right, that was it.
All right, thanks for trying.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to do our Myers-Briggs trivia with Naoto. We're going to talk to Dave in Chicago, who's got some guesses. Well, let's do that right now, actually. I think he's got some guesses on my question and want to see how he does on that. So, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks for letting me call in twice tonight. I just got a couple other ones that I figured I'd throw in there. What about tariffs?
Tariffs, not tariffs. Next.
Not tariffs. Maritime law?
Nope.
Paper currency?
Nope.
Paid maternity leave?
Nope.
Social Security contributions or social welfare of some sort?
Nope.
Recycling?
Nope. Try
All
again.
Right, I'm fresh out. Thanks
All
so
right,
much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, World War II. And, Alex called back. Oh, good. Well, so I hope I didn't remove his question that I had just searched so hard to find. And hopefully it's still here. So where did it go? Oh, no, this is terrible, isn't it? And he called back, and so I've got the question, and now let me, of course, show all my history so I can actually see it. All right, here we go. This will be it. All right. So we have here a wonderful question. So, Alex. Now, let's say hello to Alex. Alex, are you there?
I'm sorry. I think I messed it up.
That's all right. I got a question for you. All right. So we are talking about English literature.
Yes.
Promised a job as a Congo River pilot, Joseph Conrad arrived in Africa in 1890 and traveled up the Congo to learn the river. He grew seriously ill, had to return to London in 1891, but what he witnessed of Belgium's colonial exploitation so horrified him that his view of civilization was forever altered and his imagination forever haunted. He wrote...
Oh, it's the basis of Apocalypse Now. I want to say Lord Jim, but it's not. It's, oh, man.
Yes, it reveals his pessimistic view of humanity. Basically, we live with only two choices in life, both of them nightmares. We can either see the world's people and its resources as tools for financial gain, or we can become like Kurtz, a self-tortured and corrupted idealist.
Yeah. Darn, you got me.
Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that I've got some questions, call me back next week.
All right. Will
okay,
do.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So there we have our British literature trivia. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to World War II with James, and we'll get to Myers-Briggs with Naoto, and hopefully you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter. Tell me you love me, dear. Make me feel better. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore. I first met you, darling, I realized, and for you, dear, I did have I. Please, darling, won't you send me a line?
Send me a line.
I miss you so each day, although you're gone away. I guess all of you more and more. And as the days go by, I sometimes often cry to see your face once more. Count it my blessing, read for a star. Why don't you write me, dear? How you are, I love you, and it's you I adore.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, who are they? Yeah, and that actually was a pretty well-known doo-wop song. And by somebody, yes, Scotty, the late Scotty, that's for sure. But who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And what do they have in common with everybody else we've been playing? All right, now... I have a question out there, don't you know? There are almost 200 countries in the world, all have their own laws, but 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. What specific thing? 888-876-5593. Now we go to Naoto, and Naoto is in Japan, so welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going this week?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, but the weather is getting hot again. So.
Yeah, well, okay, I think you're going to do well at this. In 1980, mm-hmm. there was a big study of women in prison. And what they discovered mm-hmm. is that overwhelmingly all the women mm-hmm. fell into two categories. Now, as you know, with Myers-Briggs, you've got four different categories here. And so there was a certain mm-hmm. amount of discrepancy on whether they were thinking and feeling and whether they were judging or perceiving. But on the first two, absolutely all of them were this. What are the two?
I think it would be E-S.
Oh, man, it's I-S. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. And, you know, I was surprised. I was surprised at that, too. But I guess female criminals must be introverts. Maybe they're planning.
I don't know. Uh-huh.
But what they found out was a complete underrepresentation of ES.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So that E was a real big thing. And so even more than the S, that virtually all of them were I's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so how about that? So overrepresentation of introverts. Yeah. All right.
Wow. Well, I couldn't imagine this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to you next week. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so they're introverts, these ladies in prison, right? They are not extroverts, and overwhelmingly sensing as well, but especially that introvert, it was almost like 100%. They were all introverts, not extroverts. How about that? So, and of course, this was just a study of in 1990, and I don't know how many, Lippin was the guy who did the study. I don't know how many people he did, but there were other studies. In 1978, Hawthorne did a study and also found an overrepresentation of introverts, right? And then there were also studies on juvenile delinquents, don't you know, and more. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, and James is on the south side. All right, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you?
Well, I can't complain.
I'm glad you are feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So what are we working on here?
Let me first take a guess at, did you play the coasters by any chance during this time?
I played no coasters whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, now I'll take a quick stab at your question that's out there.
Okay.
Okay, I am going to say, let's see now, 70% of these, have loyalty oaths?
Nope.
Dictatorships?
Nope.
Require a certain amount of time be devoted to the state?
Nope.
Okay, that sounds too much like, let's go to the question.
Yes, we are going to the question. And if you don't get it real quickly, we'll give you time during the news to think about it. What was the name of the aircraft that dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki?
Okay, that was a NOLA Gay.
Hang on a minute. We'll pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN.
Forever keep
WGN Radio. Who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else we played tonight? There is a theme. There's also individual answers there, obviously. This 1965 on co-ed. Yeah. All right, so we're talking to James on the south side, and we had asked him his question, and that is, what was the name of the aircraft that dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki? And so here's the deal. We know it's a B-29, but what's the name of the aircraft? It has a name.
Enola Gay.
No. The name of the aircraft that dropped an atomic bomb. The name of the aircraft.
Oh boy. Okay. It's not Enola Gay. It's okay. It's a B-29.
Yes, it is, and it has a name. And Enola Gay also is a B-29, and that's not it.
Okay. It is. Oh goodness! I should know this one.
All right.
Oh.
So yes, the Enola Gay, by the way, did drop a bomb on Hiroshima. You're right about that. But on Nagasaki, you ready to give up?
I'm afraid so.
Okay. On Nagasaki, it was a boxcar. B-O-C-K-S-C-A-R, boxcar, also a B-29.
Okay. You know, it's not as well known as Enola Gay.
Well, that's why I asked Enola, it. Of course,
yeah,
it's not.
And I think, I'm not even certain the boxcar even got preserved.
Oh,
that's
yes.
The
it's,
weird
on,
part.
It's on permanent display at the National Museum of the United States Air Force in Dayton, Ohio, next to a replica of the Fat Man bomb.
Okay, now Enola Gay, of course, everybody knows where
right.
it's located.
Right,
yeah.
So that's why we didn't ask that.
Yeah, now, yeah, you're right.
And
one other thing, I'll say this right quick. B-18, B-19 bombs, those were ones right before the U.S. entered World War II, and they a bunch of them got shot up at Pearl Harbor, but they were still used during, but they just weren't as heavy used as, like, B-17, B-24, 25, 26, and 29,
all right.
Which, of course, were the... and a request.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Patsy Cline, why can't he be you?
Okay, you betcha. Thanks.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Good deal. So, yes, 888-876-5593. Now, I have my question, and if you don't get it this hour, you know, it'll become a straggler for next week, and then we don't ever let him go more than 2 weeks, but we'll at least hold it over for a week for you to think about. There are almost 200 countries in the world, and all have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this particular thing. What particular thing? All right, so 888-876-5593. And, of course, the bumper stumpers. And I believe Tommy in Chicago heard something he knows. So, Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Robin. Hope you're feeling better, and you're keeping me feeling better playing these great songs that you play.
So what'd
you
hear?
That was the Joy Tones.
Okay. Absolutely.
This low?
Yes. Yes, we have a winner. Now, do you know what they have
all
in common
right.
with everybody else we played?
No, because okay. I thought it might be labels, but that one was on Co-Ed,
yep.
And another one was on another label.
Yeah, RPM and Crown and Soundstage 7 and Butane and Flash and Checker and RV so far.
That's one of my favorite songs you played earlier, the Jax.
Yes. Why don't you write me 1955 on yep. RPM?
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you so much
well,
for
on.
Being here for us.
Absolutely. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So, as usual, Tommy knows his Joy Tones. Well, you could have another answer to that question, by the way. And you could, I put Tommy on hold. Okay. I'm afraid I might have lost him there. No, there he goes. All right. So, you have, by the way, three more bumper stumpers that'll come up if you want to guess the theme. And maybe three more that give you a chance to know what they are. All right. So, now, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Karen and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Karen.
I'll take a stab at your trivia.
Okay.
Well, how about it's mandated that there is no capital punishment?
Nope. No. It's not that. Any other guesses?
I can't think of another one. Can I have one of my own?
Well, what do you want?
How about U.S. geography?
Oh, really? You're good at that, are you?
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
sure.
We'll see.
All right. So let's... let's see.
When you
I
get
want.
To be in the 70s, you start losing a little memory.
Okay.
You're good at.
All right. The way I see this here, we have six, count them, six states that surround Nebraska. Name them.
Okay. Iowa.
Okay, that's one.
South Dakota.
That's two.
Missouri? No.
Yeah, actually, you know, a little bitty piece. Yes, a very little bit, but good. That was the hard one. So now these others should be really easy for you.
Colorado?
Yes. Two more. You can do this.
Montana?
No. We'll just forget. You said Montana. No. Okay. So what's just on top of Colorado?
Well, I guess I thought that, darn it, I knew the, what's on top of Colorado?
Yeah. And then Montana's on top. No, Nebraska. Remember, Nebraska's to the east of it.
How can I not know this?
Between Colorado and Montana is a state. It's a pretty big state. Not a lot of people, but it's a big state.
Wyoming.
Thank you. And so, okay, ding, ding, ding. Now there's one more, and you can do it. So now you've surrounded it. You've gotten me Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota, Iowa, and Missouri. So we just need to know what is south of Nebraska. Due south.
It's not Colorado.
Well, no, that's more to the west.
No, we did that. Yeah. Okay.
Colorado's next to this state. If you were going from Missouri to Colorado, you'd have to go through this state to get there. Likewise, if you're going from Nebraska to Oklahoma, you'd have to go through this state to get there. You can do this.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I used to know this stuff.
Well, think about this. If it's right next to Missouri. Now, think about cities that would be in Missouri.
Utah.
No, my God, no.
No, I'm too far over.
Yeah, Utah's to the west of Colorado, but that's all right. All right, no, you can do this. In fact, one big city in Missouri shares some of the suburbs with this state.
Kansas!
Thank you, bingo!
Why didn't I say that?
Yeah, why didn't you? All right, good
I
enough.
Did.
You got all of them.
Well,
all right, you got all of them. All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, absolutely right. Those are the six. And the hard one, she got Missouri pretty quickly. And that's the hardest one because there's not much. As far as that goes, but there you have it. So hopefully I put Karen on hold. So 888, and I know that James on the south side we talked to. So this brings up Karen in Chicago. We will get right to her with her guesses. Brian and Joliet wants charts, and Sam's got some guesses, and there's room for you too. Another bumper stumpers coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
I hop in my jalopy with my favorite chick. We start out early so we can get our pick of the best parking spot up and down the road. We're heading on out to the Kokomo. Hey, little baby, parking in the Kokomo. My old jalopy is nothing but a wreck. lights. Next thing I knew came a tap on the front window, and a man in blue said, "We're closing up the Kokomo."
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? What do they have in common with everybody else we've played? 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, and we're going to get some trivia guesses, I do believe. We got Karen in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, I hope you're feeling better.
I'm sure starting to, thanks.
Yeah, I'm still having stomach issues, but I'm going to live.
I bet.
I've got four perhaps a trivia question.
Okay, let's have it.
Okay, vaccinations.
No.
A medical report.
No.
A background check.
No.
Fingerprints.
No.
No, sorry, but thanks for the chance.
Absolutely.
Like to try.
If you think of more, call me back. Appreciate it.
I will. Thank you.
All right, you. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh. All right, now we have Sam and Gurney going to take some guesses. So what do you think, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me back, and I just want to thank you first off for doing the tribute to my nephew last week.
Absolutely.
My family was hurt about that, so thank you.
Good, my pleasure.
Yeah, before I hit the hay, I just wanted to take a few shots of your trivia, and the first thought I had was to have a driver's license if you're going to drive.
No, but that's nice.
Register for the census?
Nope.
Pay taxes?
Nope.
And my final guess was pledge allegiance to whatever said country a citizen is a resident of.
Interesting. No. Good guesses, though.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, thank
appreciate it.
Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And that, I believe, is going to take us to Brian and Joliet. We're going to do some charts here. So, Brian, how are you?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm glad to hear you're sounding better.
Yeah, thank you.
My energy levels could be a little bit high. I wish they were a bit higher, but thank you for asking, and I'm ready to do some chart toppers.
All right. And you want May Day 1964?
Yes, please.
Number one, Can't Buy Me Love.
Beatles.
Number two, Hello, Dolly.
Louis Armstrong.
Number three, Do You Want to Know a Secret?
Beatles.
Four, Bits and Pieces.
Dave Clark, five.
Five, My Guy.
Oh, what is wrong with me? Mary Wells.
Yes, number six, Don't Let the Rain Come Down. Don't Let the Rain Come Down.
Serendipity Singers?
Absolutely. Number seven, Twist and Shout.
Beatles.
Yeah. Number eight, Suspicion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, an Elvis sound alike.
Is it, is his name, last name, Stafford?
Yes, it is. What's his first name?
Terry?
Yes, absolutely. Terry Stafford, it is. Suspicion. Number nine, Dead Man's Curve.
Jan and Dean.
And number 10, Ronnie.
Oh, the, Ronnie? Oh, the Four Seasons?
Absolutely right. You got all 10. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, White on White. Lace on Satin, Blue Velvet Ribbons on Her Bouquet.
I remember the song, don't remember the artist.
Ah, well, he was in Three Dog Night. Danny Hutton.
He was with Three Dog Night?
Yeah, Danny, yes, HBR Records, Danny Hutton. That's right.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that.
Hanna-Barbera Records, you betcha. All right, well, that's all right. You still did really great. You won. Hang on, don't go away.
Jirali?
Yeah.
Could I request a song real quick?
Absolutely, what you want to hear?
Otis Redding's version of Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll do it. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So there you have it. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Don and Beloit, who's going to guess on our theme. All right. And let's see. Other than that, I'll repeat our question here because we have another half hour of trivia coming up, and I'm hoping that you will knock it out of the bag. There are almost 200 countries in the world. All have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this particular thing. What particular thing? All right, so now, let's see. Don has a theme guest. So Don, what do you think?
Riley, I think you've given us some bands that have like two different names or two different versions, at least, of the same group. The groups with two different names, is that maybe your thing?
You're very good, very good. Actually, on the first one, three different names. And what we were doing there is groups that released records under multiple names. And
I'm sorry, did you... You played a Jayhawks, right? And two words, Jayhawks.
Well, actually, it's one word if you look at the label, but I'm sure someplace in the reissues they have two words. But Jayhawks, and who were they also? Hang on, don't go away. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
In every beat of my heart, there's a beat for you. Although we're so far apart, my love is true. In all my conversations, everything I do, I'll do for you. In every post of mine, there's a post of you.
I'm Raleigh James, a writer. Who are they? And we've already determined our theme here. We're talking to Don and Beloit about that. And yes, all of these groups released records under multiple group names or individual names as far as that goes. So now you were asking about the Jayhawks. And of course, the Jayhawks became the Vibrations. But what's the third?
Right, Girl Sloopy.
Well,
right.
Actually, no one would normally think of that record, but okay. But there's a third involved with that, because the Vibrations, unbeknownst in some ways to them, but certainly unbeknownst to Checker, who were they moonlighting as?
You mean that they also were called the Marathons?
Yes, just on the first record, yes, the Marathons.
Okay.
So Jayhawks, Vibrations, well, Marathons on the first record are all the same guys.
Well, I wish I could say give credit to, you know, knowing all this at the time or something long before my time, but I knew the Jayhawks, you know, from Minnesota. I found out about these Jayhawks, you know, by accident from the rock and country band from Minnesota. It was a somewhat nice band called the Jayhawks, Minnesota, from the, I don't know,
has nothing to do with our Jayhawks.
Right. But I still discovered them that way, and it was really a surprise. Like, wow, someone has the same name. It's really interesting, from another era.
So, what gave you
the idea that you might be onto something with people, bands with multiple lineups and configurations and so on, yeah.
And then you went ahead and looked it up.
Well, the Jayhawks I knew about. And you have played the Vibrations as bumpers before.
Of course, because they had so many records. Of course I have. And I've had Jayhawks only had one hit, of course, which was Stranded in the Jungle. And actually, it was better than the Cadets, but nonetheless.
Whoever you just played, I have no idea what that
was. Yeah, right.
Was.
See, that's what I mean. Do me a favor. It's great when you know them. Please don't look them up. All right.
Oh, so, no, I'm with.
Yeah, I appreciate it when you know them. And there's no prizes involved in this. So researching them online doesn't help any of us.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. So we'll add to your stash. Thanks. Yeah, I don't like that. You know, again, the prizes are virtually worthless. And, you know, I can hear, and Donnie had to have looked it up because these are absolutely unknown to him for the most part. And that's all right. So they all, as far as that goes, have some commonality there. Like I say, the Jayhawks and the Vibrations were the same guys. Now, it wasn't really the Vibrations' fault that they were moonlighting as the Marathons on that first record. What it was there was a record that was given to the label for the Olympics, but the Olympics were out on tour. It was Peanut Butter, and so they got the Vibrations to come in and just do it as a studio record. And turned out they liked it so well that they decided they'd release it, but they knew they couldn't release it as the Vibrations because the Vibrations at that point were signed to Checker. And so what they did was they released it as the Marathons. Well, Leonard Chess found out about it and raised holy hell. So needless to say, he wound up owning the masters on that. But so the later Marathon records were a completely different group of guys. All right. Then after that, we played the Marvells did Go On and Have Yourself a Ball, 1964 on Butane. Well, the Marvells were also the Fabulettes that did, yeah, the worrying Way. Yeah, that great diet plan, 1966 on Soundstage 7. So those were the same people. Then we played the Cadets, I Want You. Of course, the Cadets actually tie into the Jayhawks because they both had Stranded in the Jungle. The interesting thing is the Cadets had the bigger hit on it. The Jayhawks did it first, and the Cadets didn't even know all the lyrics, but it didn't seem to matter. Oh, there were others trying it too. I think the Galahads, but let's forget about that. But the Cadets were also the Jacks. So, the Cadets did I Want You in 1957, and the Jacks did Why Don't You Write Me in 1955. And then Tommy called and recognized the Joy Tones right away. He did This Love, 1965 on Co-Ed. Well, it didn't hit, obviously. So in 1968, TCB Records released This Love, same record, but not by the Joy Tones. That time it was by Love Potient. And then we just played another one, which I'll leave up for grabs still, because they became a well-known group, and that was the original Every Beat of My Heart. And then we'll have one more that we'll play. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I've got my trivia question out here, which increasingly they're hard to do because, again, I try to make them Google-proof. They're not, but they're at least close to it. Yeah, so we don't have the dons of the world looking them up. There are almost 200 countries in the world, and all of them have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this particular thing. What particular thing? 888-876-5593. If you don't get it this week, it'll be a straggler for next week, so you can think about it. But you do have one more bumper stumper coming up, and yeah, I think it's a pretty easy one. I'll let you hear it in moments here on WGN Radio.
Wow, 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 wow. Lisa, oh Lisa,
wow.
I wrote you
wow.
a letter today. Lisa, oh Lisa,
wow.
I had so much
wow.
I wanted to say, so I got a paper and I got a pen. I started to write, then I started again, and I wrote you a letter of goodbye. Oh,
wow, wow.
Lisa, this hurts me
wow.
just as much
wow.
as it hurts you. And Lisa, I'm sorry. But this is something I gotta do. Even though I love you and my heart says stay, my feet start moving and I gotta obey. Oh Lisa, this letter means goodbye. Oh, Lisa,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right,
Lisa,
so who is that? And this is the only one we play as a solo artist, not a group. but he certainly recorded under another name, and you probably know him better under that one, but who is he? So 888-876-5593, and that'll be our final bumper stumper of the night, and I'll reveal these last two if you don't get them here in the next few minutes or so. Likewise, for our question, it becomes a straggler, so if you don't get it in the next 10 minutes, it stays until next week. There are almost 200 countries in the world, and all have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Your calls are urged, of course, because on Monday Night Trivia, it's the one time that I can't prattle on without you. That's right, I can't play trivia by myself. I mean, I could, but since I know all the answers, because they're in front of me, and believe me, there is absolutely no other reason that I know all the answers. What I do know, by the way, is we're coming up on a full moon. In case you were wondering, yes, it'll actually happen right before this show tomorrow night. I'd say about 9:30 Central Time, I believe, will be the deal. And so tomorrow night is, and many people are saying it's a harvest moon, but it's not. It is a corn moon. And you're saying, what the hell's the difference? Well, here's the deal. You only have a harvest moon when there is, well, how do I explain this easily? The deal is, coming up in October, and this happens every 3 years, is going to be blue moon, October 1st, and then there'll be another one. Now, October 1st is going to be the harvest moon. But because of that, this moon becomes the corn moon, which was the original deal there. So that's the deal. Now, I realize there's probably a lot written that you can read all about it, but it is a corn moon, not a harvest moon. The harvest moon comes up on the 1st, or thereabouts. All right, it is a super moon, which means that it's closest to the Earth, you know, in perigee. It's the closest it gets. It's not the most super of the supermoons, but it is a supermoon this year. So, and it's also a partial lunar eclipse. So there's other things, too. I think it's like a barley moon, and there's another one too, and I can't remember exactly, but nonetheless, it is the deal that tomorrow night, and that'll be it. So, partial lunar eclipse, and I don't know that you will have a chance to see that or not. I haven't really looked at the planets that are involved in that, but I will. Well, of course, tomorrow night probably be happening as we speak. The next new moon, if you're writing your prosperity check, that comes up October 2nd. All right, so obviously if that's a new moon, the full moon can't be October 1st, can it? All right, so I'll have to find out when the harvest moon is this year, since technically this is a corn moon, so it can't be also a harvest moon. All right, and there is a difference there, and somebody who's better at Googling than me probably can figure that out. Now, other than that, I think just prattling along here to see what's happening while I fill the time, waiting for your wonderful answers on my trivia question, which is gaining absolutely no interest. And that's all right. So I'll repeat it one more time, and this is it. And then you'll be thinking about it for next week if you don't call tonight. And there are almost 200 countries in the world, and all have their own laws. But 70% of those countries all mandate this specific thing. What specific thing? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. No, you can't play by email because I don't check email while I'm on the air. And it occurs to me that some people may think that that the toll-free number also takes texts. It doesn't. All right, so if you're texting to it, it's going into the great abyss, not to us. But if you're calling it, well, John is standing right there. 888-876-5593. Roy Acuff would have turned 121 years old yesterday. Born in 1903 in Maynardville, Tennessee. Died in 1992 in Nashville. And of course, probably, if not the most, one of the most influential Nashville figures when it comes to country music ever. And of course, Acuff Rose Publishing. I probably don't have to tell you about that. Cannonball Adderley would have been 96 on Sunday. And Jimmy Gilmer would have been 84. Yes, Jimmy Gilmer, as in the Fireballs. He didn't start with the Fireballs, but they kind of recruited him. And he was a house musician at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis for years. And then moved to Nashville and went into a record promotion and publishing, too. And yeah, lived in the same building as he did. And every time I'd get on the elevator, I'd, you know, either be singing Daisy Pedal Pickin' or something else he would have rather forgotten. Sylvia Moy would have turned 86 on Sunday. Yeah, and didn't she write a lot? And wasn't she responsible for Stevie Wonder remaining on the label? You know, more than anybody else, because Berry Gordy was hesitant to sign him to begin with, and he's a kid. And so, you know, I don't know if I want a kid act. And, of course, Fingertips hit really big. And then after that, initially nothing hit, and Berry Gordy was figuring, so I'll just drop this. Yeah, well. And the deal is, it was Sylvia Moyer says, no, there's a lot more here. Do not drop him. And, of course, she was responsible for a number of his hits, whether it was My Sharia Moore, I Was Made to Love Her, or on and on it goes with her. And she wrote for a lot of the other Motown artists as well, but I think more than anything, she convinced Berry to sign him. And then the next trajectory for Stevie was when his contract came up around 1970 or so, and he said, I want to produce, and Berry said no. And he said, okay, then I'm leaving. And bottom line is, reluctantly, ultimately, Berry gave in, and boy, it was the best decision he ever made. So, yeah, a few times he almost was ready to give up the ship on him. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh, Valerie in Warrenville, give me your guesses.
I just have one tonight, Passport.
Passport, good, but not right. Thanks for trying.
Okay.
All right, so let's see, we have Lynn. And Lynn is in Romeoville. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi. I think it could be medical insurance.
Nope.
Auto insurance?
Nope.
Retirement age?
Nope.
Well, golly gee.
Well, they were great guesses, and I'm so glad you call in. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, indeed. So in the waning moments, we have a full board of calls here, and that's much appreciated. We'll see if we can't maybe get an answer. Sam and Gurney, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, I think your Valerie took it away from me, but I was thinking of Visa.
Ah, nice, but not right. But thanks for trying.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. So we have Mark in Aurora is calling back. Now let me see if I can get my magic twanger to work here. Mark in Aurora is back on WGN Radio.
Citizenship.
Not citizenship. What else?
No, that's all I've got.
All right. Thanks for trying. So let's see. We have Cindy in Chicago with some guesses for us. So what do you think, Cindy?
No underage drinking?
Nope. Any other guesses?
No, but I looked up my question. Your estate has to be $100,000 or less to fill out that form.
Okay, so
in Illinois.
All right, so there you go. But you can still, other than the form, you can still fairly easily do this. Call me during the week. We'll talk about it. All right.
Okay.
All right, so, and there are probably lawyers who can be very helpful on that if you're hesitant to do it yourself. Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, I saw that you didn't have callers, so I gave it another try.
Okay.
How about a formal education?
I love it, but no. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Well, that's still nice, and I thank you for calling back.
And I'll call you tomorrow.
I'll look forward to it. All right, so, yes, indeed. Full shows all this week, as far as I know. That's right, no sports interruptions. I don't think that happens till next month, and then we have a couple hockey interruptions. But for the rest of September, I think we are good to go. So, the waning moment, and we have Bob, who's been taking care of us tonight, and he's a stickler for me getting out on time, so I'll try to watch the clock while I see what else is happening this day in musical history, anyway. Florence Greenberg would have turned 111 today. An interesting character, to say the least. Born in 1913 in New York City, grew up in Brooklyn. Married Bernard, an accountant, moved to Passaic, New Jersey, had a son and a daughter, and was your basic suburban housewife who happened to have a record label. Yeah, that's right. She absolutely had scepter and wand and tiara. And she was living in Teaneck, actually. Died in 1995 of heart failure in Hackensack. So, yeah, we could go on forever about her. But that pretty much is a wrap. So we thank Bob for keeping us on the air. Couldn't have done it without him. Thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. So 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.